Thank you, Jesus, for the beautiful things you're doing in our spirit, soul, and body. Thank you for mending my husband's health and turning it around and bringing him back from the very brink. How beautiful to see his recovery. Thank you, my precious God. Oh, how can I thank you? Well, dear heart dwellers, forgive my long silence. Things took quite a turn for the better 4 days ago, and I've been waiting to see if it was real and substantial, and I'm overjoyed to report that it is real. Praise my dear Jesus, he did not give us over to the will of our enemies, and Ezekiel is steadily recovering his strength and not having any problems with his GI. In fact, everything is running very smoothly as never before. It came to light that he had been having TMIs or mini strokes for days, and that created a serious impediment in speech. And that was freaky. He couldn't articulate or control the movements of his hands and feet, and any little disturbance would set him off into a stroke-like pattern. There was brain damage, but it has been healing, and now his speech and motor skills are perfectly normal. The Lord revealed to him that he was rewiring his brain to remove incidents from his childhood that had warped his personality as an adult. Who would have thought that what the devils meant for evil, God turned to super good to give Ezekiel a new perspective about himself and about life in heaven? He has lost a good 60 or 70 pounds in his skin and bone, but happy skin and bone, sleeping 9 hours for the first time in a year, getting up at sunrise and going outside to enjoy the gorgeous spring blossoms, playing with the dog in the yard, making his own bed, taking showers. It's amazing, really. It's quite beautiful and amazing. And I am so grateful to our Lord for fulfilling his promise to us. I know it's only been 4 days, but the Lord has also told me he's making his recovery now. But it will take time. Please pray for our enemies. I want them to see that God is real. Though they wished to kill him and to kill me, the Lord our God is mighty and has protected us. But even more than that, several people have come into healing anointings and ministry as a result of Ezekiel's pain. They lay hands on him and the pain stops. And now they're laying hands on other people. It's amazing. So many who have come into contact with our household are being deeply affected by prayer and seeing the results of God's faithfulness. Truly, he has become a sign and a wonder to many. I never expected this to happen. It is a total surprise. Ezekiel has many times passed through the veil that separates the cloud and seen many of his relatives and experienced many wonders in heaven. He has a lot of material, and the Lord has told him that he's going to be writing books. So he's excited about that and sharing it with you as he continues to increase in vigor. His relationship with the Lord has blossomed so beautifully that he sits in his room and speaks out loud to him and hears the answers. It's like two people are in there talking. I don't hear the Lord answering him. I hear him speaking to the Lord, but it's just so natural and so real and so relaxed. It's beautiful. Well, 2 days ago, I spoke to the Lord about my fears because it had only been 2 days that he'd been recovering. And I said, Lord, I long to thank and praise you for what you were doing with him. I'm just so afraid of a relapse. Oh, Jesus, you alone know how I feel. Forgive me for my fear of suffering. Oh, I do hope this is over with. Lord, help me get back up again. I've got to tell you guys, I have been roadkill. It's just been I've been very disoriented and very, very tired. The Lord answered me and he said, I'm right here with you, crying with you. I know how violated you feel, yet I've not left you to the will of your enemies. No, I have guarded you as the apple of my eye. Even now they plot against you. How can we get her? How can we get them? But their devices are useless in the face of my warrior angels, which have been assigned to protect you, Claire. Get up, my love. Get up and walk. Skip. Jump. Cry for joy. It's time for you to build up what has been torn down. All the way back to the beginning of your relationship. So much has been removed from both of you. The ill intentions of many, along with curses. His feelings for you are evidence of the change. Not that he didn't love you enough before, but now he sees more clearly than ever before the treasure entrusted to him. And now he knows, as never before, the importance of your work together. I'm moving obstacles of the past away so that you can work together in music. Many obstacles of attitude have been removed. Many. They were put in your way by the enemy, but I long to see you co-creating together. I long to see your happiness, Claire, that your husband is finally on board with your music, which I created you to do. Well, that's an interesting point. Ezekiel has always been willing to help me, but something would come up. You know, we'd be in the middle of recording together and things would just come up. He'd get sick, or he'd get real tired all of a sudden, or some emergency would erupt. I mean, just so many blocks against us working together. And I'm confident now that the Lord is sheltering us with his angels and we'll be able to move forward and work together in music. And he just loves the flute. He loves my flute playing. He encourages me so much with it. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to do together. And the Lord is moving these obstacles away. I've seen these obstacles. I know that they've been there because they've really, really hampered us working together. We got one song out together, Empty Fears, and he does the rock and roll part at the end of the song. And even that song I'd like to re-sing because it's kind of, my voice cracks in a few places. But there's just so much for us to do together. I'm very excited about that. And then I got some kind of self-conscious as I was speaking to the Lord and I said, oh, my voice sounds hopeless. I need a miracle. Jesus answered me, miracles are made by hard work. Then I need a miracle to work hard. I need drive. I feel so empty and so purposeless. I mean, I know my purpose, but I feel like I've lost it, or it's too late, or I've fallen short, or my body's so tired. Oh, Lord, you know exactly how I feel. The Lord answered me and said, you need more fruits and vegetables, Claire. Less grain, cheese, fat. You really need a diet overhaul and paying much more attention to what you eat. And of course, exercise. And when he said that, I thought, yeah, the pool. It's out of commission right now. So I said, but now the pool is down. And he answered me, you are full of excuses as to why you can't get up and try again. Do you want me to leave you here? Or are you going to do your best to rise up out of your perceived bed of defeat and self-pity, which is merely an illusion you've allowed the enemy to wrap around you? You are also weary from the many sleepless nights and emotionally exhausted from seeing him suffer. Your enemies have done this, Claire, but you don't have to stay here. Allow me to lift you out. Lord, that's what I want with all my heart. Your faith is wavering, my love. Believe that you will inherit the good things in the land, for truly I say to you, arise, little girl, rise up. Give me your hand. As I took the Lord's hand, I saw myself as a little girl about 4 years old in a pretty party dress. He picked me up and set me on the cover of the hot tub, so I was at the same level, face to face with him. I also had a little crown of pink wild roses. Jesus continued, "You've been battered around emotionally, and you're weak from these beatings, and your heart is still recovering from what you've seen with Ezekiel's sickness. But you know in your heart I promised you healing, and it has begun, and he is getting stronger every day. Yeah, and he doesn't need any pain medication. But I do understand you are waiting for the other shoe to drop. You've been conditioned into this by circumstances, but I am telling you, you have nothing to worry about. This is an upward climb to restoration, health, and new equipping for him and for you. Yes, he sees quite clearly into the spirit now and is clear on how to rebuke the enemy's voice. Oh, Claire, so much has been accomplished by this illness. Not even to mention what has been done for that young couple you've been interceding for. Truly, his suffering has made a major difference in their situation." And that's interesting because it's a young couple that is working on getting married and getting a lot of opposition. The young lady in the relationship had a dream. No, it wasn't a dream. She pulled a Rhema card with Ezekiel on it. And I thought, well, he was a prophet. I didn't know what to tell her. And then when I thought about it for a moment, I realized, Ezekiel is praying for you, sweetheart. He's been offering a lot of his sufferings for you. So that was a beautiful confirmation. Then the Lord continued, "I know you're proceeding with caution, but I also want you looking up into the future I have planned for you, which I will not go back on my word about. Share your Rhema cards." Well, I had just gotten up to get some Rhema cards, and I went to my collection of probably 800 to 1,000 cards that I've collected in open shoeboxes for 30 years, and I closed my eyes and pulled a few cards. The first one was, "The failures of the past, your present weakness. These have no power over you if you place your complete trust in me. I do not disappoint goodwill." Wow, was that on target or what? And the next one was, "Forget yesterday. Begin to look only at what you're doing today." And the third one was, "Work your vocal cords." Yep, there's the miracle, lots of hard work. Jesus continued, "You see, I am pointing you in the direction you need to go. Look forward, don't look behind you. Those days have passed. It is springtime now, in more ways than you can imagine. I'm doing a new thing. I need you to get on board. Come on, I'll help you." He lifted me up into his arms and said, "Everything starts in the spirit with my inspiration, and soon enough it will register in the physical world, and you'll be back in the saddle. I'm upholding you with my grace. I'm restoring and building you back up, little by little, and look at all the wonderful things accomplished in your husband, the wonderful things he is seeing and hearing, the joy of his very open and clear relationship with me, and his profoundly increased love and appreciation of you. There are so many women who long for what I have given you in him. You have much to rejoice over, Claire. Continue to pray over the world, your president, the traffic children, the channel, and your enemies. They especially need your prayers, for once again they have failed. Now perhaps they will awaken to the possibility that Satan has lied to them, and they have no power over you except what I permit for my purposes. When they see this, they will surely question why Satan is subservient to me. I wish to tell them that their lives are lived in fear and terror when they could be living in joy and happiness. With me protecting them, with me empowering them to do things they've only been able to dream about. So much bitterness, so much failure, dear souls in Satan's service. Aren't you tired of the empty promises and failures? Don't you question why you're so limited and frustrated? You know that tearing others down opens you to being torn down by your enemies. But if you gave your life to me, I would show you love, forgiveness, patience, and true affection. I would lift you up and equip you to fulfill your dreams. Why live in the shadows, constantly stalked by the fear of who's more powerful than you or your coven? There's always one more powerful, and jealousy provokes curses from others. So you see, the more you prosper, the more you're a target for those who are jealous of you. But also the laws of this universe that you must cooperate with are bound by the rule that what you sow, you will reap. So you are sowing curses, and in turn you will reap curses. Is that any way to live, in constant fear of who will curse you? So now that you see you have failed, and they have prospered, and so much more was done for the kingdom through their purification, would you please consider, I am a good and loving God. I created you for good, not for destruction, hatred, bitterness, disappointment, anger, jealousy, and rage. Those are all attributes of Satan. Aren't you tired of that yet? Come to me. Allow me to cleanse your past from you and give you new life. I care deeply for you, and I wait. Please, come. I wait for you.